Hey, it's Amiel. You're listening to How My View Grew, the show that dives deep into humanity's challenges by looking at big thinkers who have changed their minds. With this episode, we are halfway through season one. Today, I have a short one for you. This is about what to do when someone verbally attacks you and you lose your center. This is related to the story we heard last week from Rachel Aaron Kalish about nonviolence and violence. But you don't need to have heard that one to benefit from this one. I share a story about my work as an executive coach that holds lessons for heated conversations about the world's most complex challenges. When you lose your center, how can you regain it? He came after me like a bull charging a matador. It was December 31st, 2007. We were seated in the conference room of a Fortune 50 company. "What's your success rate? I need numbers. What percentage of your clients got promotions?" These were fair questions for a prospective client interview, and I'd certainly heard them before. But this man, an up-and-coming executive, delivered them with an intensity and ferocity that shocked me. Like a bull in the ring, he was testing not only my experience, but also my fortitude. "I'm not sure," I stammered, suddenly feeling like a six-year-old boy facing the class bully in a far corner of the playground. I haven't tracked that too closely. Six-year-olds do not make good matadors. This bull tasted blood. "Then what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me?" My body collapsed and my heart sank. Compared to my brain, oatmeal was solid as steel. I couldn't remember a single accomplishment in my entire life, not one. Everything faded from view amidst this onslaught. I felt the gash in my side. This interview was over. There was no chance he was going to hire me as his leadership coach. As that young guy in the movie Alien says,
"Game over, man. It's game over."
Sure enough, I learned a week later he hired a different coach. And it took me a week to recover my bearings. Here's the thing about losing your center. Once you're off balance, any slight push can knock you over. That's what happened to me in that conference room with that strong-willed leader. I lost my center. The context is important. This was not the best period of my life. In fact, it was one of the worst. Months earlier, my wife and I had lost our baby daughter. She was born a few weeks early, lungs not ready for the world. After 2 hours of life, she had died in my arms as I lay next to my wife in a hospital bed. And this tragedy happened at a time that was already challenging. I was rebuilding my business in a new city. When we arrived in Portland, Oregon, I knew only two people, and despite quickly building a network, it was mostly one of loose ties in a city where people hire others they've known for years. So I was struggling to attract clients and questioning the decision to leave a place where I was known, San Francisco, for one where I was essentially a stranger, Portland. Our daughter's death and the traumatic way it occurred, which is a story for another day, left me feeling a loss of trust in myself and the universe. It wasn't rock bottom. I never gave up, never stopped trying, but it was as close to that as I'd been as an adult. This was the world I lived in when I entered the room with that leader. My entire being was already off center. He could sense it, and because of the type of person he already was, he saw in my vulnerability an opportunity to attack. What do you do when you're off center? What can you do to regain center? Let me offer five tips. 1. Learn what knocks you off center. For me, it was someone ferociously questioning my competence. Now, I knew this was a vulnerability for me, but did not have that in mind when I walked into the room. What's the case for you? If you can see that particular type of situation from a distance, in other words, before you're in the thick of it, you can prepare for it in advance, or at least get less caught off guard. 2. Identify the early indicators. Our bodies and emotions respond to perceived threats or anything that throws us off center faster than our minds. Do you tighten your stomach, Furrow your eyebrows. Tighten your jaw. Start to sweat down your neck. Do your shoulders and chest collapse? Get a headache? The sooner you recognize the early indicators, the better chance you have of making an appropriate response. 3. Ground yourself physically. Are your feet flat on the ground? If not, move them. Notice what it feels like to contact the surface between them. Some of my clients like to wiggle their toes to further ground themselves. It's actually not that hard, and nobody else notices. If you're seated, feel your bottom and back as they contact the chair. These steps can ground you. 4. Do the 4-6 breath. When you're in fight or flight mode, it's time to calm down the body systems that are in overdrive. Your heart rate and blood pressure, for example, and the stress hormones that ramp them up. Nothing works better for this than deep belly breathing. Slow breaths stimulate the vagus nerve, which activates the parasympathetic nervous system. In the words of stress researcher Esther Sternberg, think of a car throttling down the highway at 120 miles an hour. That's the stress response, and the vagus nerve is the brake. To use this brake, breathe in to a count of 4 and breathe out to a count of 6. In for 4 seconds, out for 6 seconds. To help you remember this, let's call it the 4-6 breath. 5. Use words to buy time. It helps to have a few default phrases or questions that are already ready to go that you can toss into the conversation to buy time. Why? To give yourself a moment to take steps 3 and 4, grounding and doing a few iterations of the 4-6 breath. Nowadays, if I sense myself off-center because someone is questioning my competence, I might say, I'd be happy to answer that. But first, help me understand. What makes that important to you? You may prefer to say something else like, that's a really good question. Or, sure, let me give you my take on that. Or, please say more about that before responding. Having a few default phrases is the equivalent of having a fire extinguisher. It helps you contain the flames until the big red truck with the heavy hoses arrives. When the bull strikes, and when you're feeling off center, if not bludgeoned, these 5 steps can help you regain center and respond more skillfully. Make it a deliberate practice and start today. Thanks for listening. If you believe in this show, like what you're hearing, or simply don't know what to do with yourself for the next 30 seconds, please subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is produced in Detroit by Zach Rosen.